from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason here, September 3rd. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from the daily upside. Goals are the new blueprint for portfolio construction. Portfolio construction these days is less a matter of what and more a matter of why. As advisors put greater emphasis on financial planning, they're moving beyond traditional asset allocation toward what might be called outcome allocation. The two approaches can overlap, but the latter puts the individual client's goals at the center of the process. Historically, portfolios were built around labels, US equity, international equity or fixed income. Mayank Goradia, head of portfolio construction at Fidelity, said during a mid-year review. Next, second, from Pristine Capital, ES reclaims weekly value area on strong Dell earnings. Rising energy prices and bond yields are major headwinds for risk assets, but despite every reason to slip into the abyss, US equities recovered. Let's take a deeper look under the hood. HISM Services data incoming tomorrow AM. US Investing Championship record 2026 plus 3.10% as of 8/31/2025 plus 39.1% 2024 plus 254.0% 2023 plus 103.5%. Up next, third, from The Market Chronicle. Stock market volatility signals the potential for an unwind. Stocks finished the day high, with the S&P 500 rising by 46 bps, while rates stalled along with oil. Implied volatility measures were also lower overall. Meanwhile, realized volatility has sunk, with 21-day realized volatility falling to 7.4%, which equates to a daily move of about 46 bps. So, if the index starts moving by more than 46 bps per day, realized volatility will expand, and if daily moves contract further, realized volatility will continue to fall. It can still go lower, but unless we start trading in even tighter daily ranges, that's going to be difficult. And then, fourth, from Kathleen Hayes, Honig, excessive fiscal deficit not Fed's job to fix will put pressure on Warsh and Fonk. Thomas Honig Akaton, to all know him, became president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City in 1991, which is when and where I first met him when I made my first trip to the KC, Fed's annual Jackson Hole Policy Symposium. Fast forward to this year's symposium, where Tom gives Kevin Warsh high marks for his pledge to bring down above target inflation, and says the new Fed chair will need to be careful to still provide clear communication on monetary policy changes as he moves away from forward guidance. Next, fifth, from Multibagger Nuggets. Rubrik down 18.5% after earnings. Why? As one of the last potential multibaggers, Rubrik RBRK reported its Q2 results on August 27. The company beat every single guided metric, raised full-year guidance for revenue, earnings, and free cash flow, and posted its first operating profit as a public company. But the stock is down 18.5% since the earnings. To be honest, I'm a bit confused at this moment. It could be the buy the rumor, sell the event thing, based on my superficial look at the earnings. But that's why I love this work so much. Together with you, I can find out what is really going on. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.